from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hensworth has too much money.
A lot of money going through there.
Who's the country music singer and actor? That's a guy. He's one of the big ones up there. He's been pumping money into them for a while. He's married to it's a power couple. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, look at Hensworth's celebrity parents here.
Johnny was on a...
Well, they got NFL players there, too. All those NFL players and the retired ones are staying there.
On Friday Night Lights or something? There's some scene that John liked him in. That actor, you know, he's a country music singer. Come on.
Tim McGraw?
Is it Tim? Tim sent his daughters there, I bet.
Yeah. I think Tim McGraw has a connection to Hensworth.
Okay.
Tell me that's right.
A lot of money rolling
But again, Rhodes, you know, right there. Penny, I guess Penny can't, he's a minority owner. So
it's Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. They've been connected to Hensworth for a while. You're talking about money we don't have connected, I don't think, we got deep money in Memphis with our private schools, like bank money and all that stuff. But do we have
Some big money up
we
there.
We got celebrity money like that?
Yeah, but
Tied to a certain private school? Who's the celebrity tied to Lausanne that's pumping celebrity money in, though?
Dude, Scarlett Messier,
I'm not saying we're poor. I'm saying Hensworth has the most. Got Faith Hill and freaking Tim McGraw at the top of the donor
list. Are they opening this up to the public?
List.
It ain't like this is going to be like some event, is it? I mean, you know, if you have like halftime practice performances for Tim McGraw.
They won't open it up to the public. It's a private school. I guarantee you.
Boosters.
I have some friends in Chattanooga and around the state. There's one called Battleground that's big in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, Franklin.
It's coming along.
What's
like
that?
It's a private school. You've got a Christian Faith Christ Faith Academy in Nashville. I think it's CF or CP. Like huge, because you got old baseball, retired baseball players, and there's a lot of athlete and celeb money in Middle Tennessee.
Well, I told my wife the whole way that
my boy said they got more than us.
They got more than us. I think you're right. Now, I think we execute a little better at some of our private schools in terms of academics, but we can have that discussion.
My children will be attending public schools. That is the decision that I've made. Obviously, private schools have all their... the benefits and everything like that, but, you know, because I did it, and I know, you know, how much it helped me, you know? That's what my children will be doing. So,
well, good for you.
I'm glad that there's at least somebody on this station that is still repping the public schools. You know, because there's a lot of private. There's a lot of private.
Somebody
9-11
said,
private.
Why can't the Grizz price at MSEC? Memphis Sports and Events.
Boy, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
It's a fair question.
Look at that place. I mean, it's the best around.
You don't tap into your Nashville, and they're doing all their media hits from up there. You know, so you don't tap into Nashville.
But what's the point of tapping into Nashville?
Because that's a big market.
The Titans don't tap into us.
NBA. What are you talking about?
The Titans don't tap into us. So why do we have to do it to them?
Again, you look at it as the rivalry. They're looking at it as a marketing opportunity.
Well, how come the Titans don't look at us as a marketing opportunity?
They don't need us.
Well, we don't need them.
They don't need Memphis to get their new stadium. They don't need us. Not that the Grizzlies need Nashville, but it's untapped. And again, you are one of the smallest market teams in the league. You're reaching out to all involved.
You might need Nashville, actually.
I don't really think we do.
You need to fill up an arena, and you're not doing it.
Well, Nashville's not going to help you fill out an arena.
You can get trips. Look what they're doing with Ja. As soon as they got the Morant thing, they're figuring out ways to get buses. They need everything. It's a big franchise.
Marketing, dude.
Yeah, that's what St. Louis Cardinals do. The St. Louis Cardinals have 100 radio affiliates.
But to that point, if you didn't care, you could take it to MSEC.
Yeah,
I just don't see the opportunity.
Right.
Oh, they have all the room in the world.
They got plenty of place they can pick.
They are doing a great job, and it feels like but they're humping to do it.
Yep.
Finding a way to fill that thing up every night.
No.
You go through there, they got volleyball leagues going on there. The Lawsons were in there the other night practicing on one court. They got adult leagues.
Soccer on one side.
The other side, they got church leagues, kids practicing, volleyball going on. So they're doing a good job of keeping it going. But they, like we've talked about, they need that area around it developed. They need that project, Liberty Park project, to come on so they can continue to do it. But they're humping over there trying to keep that beautiful facility, pumping out, making its worth every day.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you guys can go up there with them. I would say take the trip. Go see Nashville. Go contribute to the economy up there, And you can catch me at Rhodes, Lausanne, MSEC, all the fine places we have in our city, with our grits. And
could have gone to Shoe 360.
Could have had it at the brand new
Big Orange Road.
Brand new.
How many NBA courts in there now?
I think four or two. If it ain't four, it will be soon.
I saw they're starting a fall league. It actually is pretty exciting to see what they're doing.
It is. There's a ton of places. But so they want to go chase the ghost in Nashville. That's fine. Go do that. Knock yourself out. Titans used to have a caravan in Memphis. They used to send all them.
They still do with their sponsors. Like they do it in Colorado.
They used to send players though.
Oh, they'll send somebody.
They ain't gonna send no player.
Well, they do because they've got sponsors.
We gonna get
Malik Willis.
Exactly. We gonna get Malik Willis.
They did with Academy Sports. They try to send their guys over.
I remember one time I went out there. It was Dexter McCutcheon. Remember him? Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Look at what the Volunteers do. They do a statewide caravan, and they're packing it out over here in Memphis.
I would say they don't have to pander to Memphis. The Titans don't. But I would tell you that they have a great deal.
Yeah, they have fans
of Memphis fans, whether it's for them or for the other teams in the league that come up there.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, they're not fools. They're getting a ton of Memphis business.
There's a lot of Titans fans in Memphis.
You'd be a fool not to market to the other city.
I feel like they could do more than
it's
they
a
do.
Huge marketing opportunity.
Because you can see the run-up up there every weekend, man.
Every weekend.
And a lot of times it ain't Titans fans going up there. It's the other team.
It's Cowboys fans.
It's me
fans,
and you going up
us,
there.
Yeah,
yes, to go exactly see Bears and Raiders and Cowboys.
That's exactly right. So, I think we could always do more,
So that's what I'm saying. You can't hate on,
No, but it's a little easier. It's a little easier to make that trip for an NFL game on a Sunday than it is just a sort of a random NBA game, right?
Again, but weekends apply, and the Friday nights need to be full as the Saturdays and everything else.
It's just as possible if you do it on a
and
Saturday.
You'd like them to look at it the same way that a trip to Memphis,
right,
is as good
worth
as
it.
For us as
yeah,
it is.
No, that's fair.
To go
that's
up there.
A fair
wait till they get a Major League Baseball team in Nashville.
I'll be with John on this. I'm sick of them getting everything, but we can't stop it at this point.
Nope,
that might be one, John, that's gone and never to come back. As sort of Memphis is the dominant city in the state, it's been handed over to Nashville, and they're running with it.
Yeah, no, that happened.
The economy, everything over there.
Like 2005 or something like that? When did the flippening happen?
I can't tell you.
That sounds about right in terms of the actual population.
I think it's really like when they got the Titans. That's like when it really felt like it started to change. Like when they got the now, of course, we got the Grizzlies, but they got the Titans. And so I just kind of feel like that's when it all kind of started to go that direction. But again, we talk about this all the time. Things change. Things change in the world. We can someday maybe take that title back.
Yeah.
Crime's down in Memphis.
It's going to be tough, dude. They're going to get a Super Bowl once that happens.
We're going to get something.
Yep. Changes you.
We're going to get something.
Be lucky to get a parade, an NBA parade or a world championship. That's probably
best. Well, we already threw y'all the NIT parade in 2021.
I'd like that.
I used to be a dreamer and won an all-star game. I realized that's never going to happen.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so the best we're going to do in terms of the world looking at us is a parade for the Grizzlies.
Can we get a WNBA team? Mm-hmm. Why can't we get that?
No.
Why not?
No.
Like, I'm just saying, why can't we?
Maybe you got to sell tickets and stuff.
Well, I mean, I think if the team was good, we would support. I mean, I think it's just like anything else. It's a professional league, professional players.
The hustle's good, though, and we don't really support them.
The hustle is fake, and it's in South Haven. So that's not the same. I want real, professional, top-of-the-line players in Memphis. That's what I want. You don't think there's a speaking of untapped, you don't think there's something with Caitlin, the popularity of the league, that Memphians would not get behind?
If you give us Caitlin.
Yeah, we'll get Caitlin.
I don't think Indiana's going to be letting go of her.
I don't know, bro. I think a Memphis WNBA team would be successful.
She's going to be their Larry Bird.
I think we'd support it, but, you know, what do I know?
You may have just gone off a little too far down the branch there.
So you don't think we could support a WNBA team? Isn't girls basketball, like, a pretty popular thing here?
Yeah.
We have girl talent, you know, that has come through. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. We have quite a few. Tamika Whitmore, Nina Davis, Ashley Shields. You know, we have some tradition in that regard.
We do.
So I'm just saying, there are worse markets that you could put a WNBA team in.
Yeah, there are worse ones.
I mean, I don't know where they would play. I don't think you do the form. Maybe you do the form. I don't know. But you're going to give against it in terms of the – no, you're not, actually. Because you have May.
The seasons.
Yeah, you got May through, October. Ain't nothing in there being used.
Probably would help. It's a slow
time. We don't get concerts anymore in the forum. I mean, if we do, it's going to be like some dude that's 72 years old. So, you know, how many times are we going to sit here and keep trying to kick the football with Drake? Got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
So we got to do something from May to October. You know, because these concerts, somebody's getting shot at or, you know, canceling on us or rescheduling or postponing. And y'all keep, you know, that's the problem. It's like y'all keep wanting to do the same old, no evolving, no evolution, no audibilizing. And so that's what, so y'all push back against.
You're using all your vocabulary words in this one. Everything you've learned this week.
Y'all push back on the new, you know, because it's you can't see it. You've never seen it. But I'm going to ask you to see it, bro. You got the WNBA hoodie on right now, bro.
You keep calling it that.
You are ready, dog. You are ready. You are more ready than you know right now. Mm-hmm. So just think about, like, some names.
Just,
you know,
go over there and support Alex first. Okay, let's see you do that. Let's see you put on for Memphis basketball the way you're putting on for WNBA team.
That is totally different.
Go support them first. Let's see that.
Let's see them win first, all right? Let's see that happen.
She's coming. Did you see she got a point guard from Michigan State yesterday?
Yeah, the only reason she came, though, she said she wants to play against her sister.
That's all right. We don't care about why she came.
I guess that's true, yeah.
We don't care about why she came.
Everywhere. But, you know, in terms of, all right, let's move the city forward. Let's bring the WNBA team here. Let's get them informed from May to October. Good content. Caitlin Clark comes in. It's going
to
be great.
Bro, show me you can go to a Memphis Tigers women's game first, and then we can talk about this.
Caitlin will.
Levels to this. Support that first.
I can bet on the WNBA.
We got teams that need support
here. So I will be in on the WNBA. I can't bet on Memphis College women's basketball. I don't have that.
I will tell you this in terms of, here's a positive local scene when I saw attendance at this fight this weekend on Friday night or Saturday night over in Southland. There were 2,300 people sold out firm in that fight. I mean, these people.
Yeah, they do a good job asking MMA.
I mean, they're selling out fights now. That's 2,300 people. Like, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
You know, I was blown away by what I saw over there this weekend.
That's excellent.
And that was a legit professional sport. And these are people that are going to be fighting in the UFC in it. And, like, some of them are 9-0. These dudes are going to be the next left hand of God, I promise you. Like, you know, in a month.
That's where Danny Barlow was.
That's where he was. He's at that attitude.
Kind of working his way up.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is an amazing
So,
journey.
Like, we've got that. I mean, it's something. I was blown away by what I saw over there in the attendance, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, again, I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know, we lost Memphis High School basketball. That's gone forever.
Yeah, you showed us that today.
So, all right, how do we replace it? Right? The dub. Again, he's got the hoodie on, bro. He feels the vision.
Isn't it really a WNBA hoodie?
Yeah, it is. Look at that thing. Orange as well.
It's orange. It's an orange Nike hoodie, John.
Do you see the WNBA logo on here?
No, I don't.
That's what goes on most of these ones.
It looks like a Bears-colored Nike.
That's because you're not allowing yourself to. You're not allowing yourself to immerse into the vision, into the thought. But maybe if we took a break and you did that, it would appear. It would appear on your hoodie when we get back. I don't know, but maybe you can do that, and we'll find out. Anyway, yeah, Grizz is going to be in Nashville for training camp in 2024. Drew Hill is saying the company line, which is that it's because of the rigging and sound effects or something. But what we really know is that the Grizzlies are moving to Nashville. This is just the first step.
Drew Hill is not saying
that. Will Drew be there in camp?
I saw, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll have
in Nashville then for camp.
Yeah. And then they'll have media availabilities up there for him. So
I just can't wait.
Wow.
I just can't wait to hear everybody talk about, oh, what a great facility this is in Nashville.
It does look pretty nice.
I just can't really wait for that. But no, Drew did not say the part about Nashville in the move. I said that. But that's where the Grizzlies will be for training camp in 2024. We'll come back. Norton Herd IV is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 99.5 FM, ESPN. Is this your jam, Jason?
Oh, you already know.
This is your Tim McGraw, though.
Nah, but I am on that Moneybag Yo and your boy.
Yeah.
Even more. Oh, it's catchy.
No, it's not.
And it's got the kids too. It's got the kids playing it.
What? How does the hook go?
Hey, right now, I can't bring it back.
Brad,
hit that thing, Brad. Moneybag Yo and what's your boy's name? Morgan.
Morgan Wallen.
Wallen. Let's get that last name, that pronunciation messed up. Man, that's so I can get it in my
whiskey. Yeah,
I'm
drinking whiskey.
Make it a double.
My fish don't work.
Oh, no, that's like a remix of it.
Yeah.
That's not the regular one.
Let me find the other one.
Yeah, that one definitely
another
not.
Another shot, she'll love me again.
Is this the one?
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know. Make it's it clean. I'm hopefully clean.
Whiskey, whiskey. Hold on, let me get the
clean
one.
Yeah, you put clean in there, they usually give you one.
Yeah. I
could sense it coming.
Yeah, you
could see
it. Dude, this is a hit.
Another shot, she'll love me again.
We're playing this on the river.
Yeah.
Make it a double.
Whiskey, whiskey, won't you go?
That's what it is.
Yo. Because a memory came out to play, and I'm tired of it. Tired of it. I don't want to wonder where she
is. Man, it gets to you. After a while, it's pretty darn catchy, so. Not what we're here to
do. That sounds like? That sounds like the Grizzlies in Nashville.
They're going to play that up there. As connected as they are to Moneybag, I guarantee you they play it up there again.
You know.
Now, that's what the Grizzlies are saying about the city of Memphis.
I'm tired of it. No. Tired of it.
Need them to say beats.
No, this is the same tactics as listeners have pointed out when the Titans moved away from Memphis. I'm joking.
No,
I'm not worried about the Grizzlies moving out of Memphis. Let me be clear about that. So everybody just calm down. I'll tell you what I'm tired of, though, and that's Memphis high school players moving out of Memphis and leaving Memphis for other places, like prep schools. We'll hear Norton Herd the IV defend it when we get back. Jason and John, how are you trying to find ESPN?
And I'm tired of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Norton Heard the Fourth is the team fad director and coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit selection for what he has done on the EYBL Civil Wave Media's top one of the most influential people in men's college basketball. You can follow him a bunch of different places on social media, mainly on X at Dream Big Heard and IG at I Am Coach Heard. He joins us at a great time, like he always does on Wednesdays. We're very grateful for it. My man John has set out on a mission, Coach Heard. And that mission, and you can read it over the Daily Memphian. No, you've got a subscription. That mission is to let you know that high school basketball will never be like it was. Not like it was in the days when you played. And there were Division I athletes all over, including right there on your own team.
Yeah.
Both with your team and the team y'all were playing in a lot of cases.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it'll never be as concentrated because they're all leaving.
Yes, that is exactly right. And by the way, before I want to add one more thing here. Thaddeus Young agrees with that premise as well.
How do you know that?
Because he told us last week.
Okay, well, you have Norton Harry here today, and well, it's not as we are two different
opinions. I know how much you value his opinion.
So I really value his opinion.
I didn't want to just make sure.
He thought that would sway you.
Yeah, he's one of the most smartest basketball men that I know.
Well said.
But just like Fred Smith created FedEx,
yes.
I was in there throwing them boxes. So I can let him know a little bit more about how his night-to-night operations
well,
is.
On the ground.
And that's why I'm glad you're here today, because one thing I know about you is that you are in the trenches. You're out here every yeah. – you go to games.
Yes.
Even and I mean this when I say this. You go to games of players that you're not even trying to get.
For sure.
You are a true supporter of young Memphis basketball players, whether they're good enough for Team Thad or whether they're not.
For sure.
And I've seen you at games where literally nobody in the game was good enough for Team Thad. So I know that for a fact. So I think you're a great authority on this, but – let's just sort of lay out the tail of the tape here.
Okay.
Over the last 5 years, right,
mm-hmm.
only and I'm actually going to remove Houston from this discussion because Mike assembled that 2020, you know, Madlock.
Gotta
and
keep them.
I have to remove them. I have to remove them because that was like a fake thing. That was like a one-off. Those guys, like Mason played for Dad, you know, like Johnny, you know, the COVID thing. So I'm throwing them out. Only one player that was ranked in the top, 150 over at 247 mm-hmm. since 2020 mm-hmm. has finished his high school career at Memphis. That's it. Just one. And now, again, there could be multiple things here, but we know that Trey Richmond was gone. We know that Curtis Givens was gone. So those are two right there in the top 100.
Yep.
I don't think we had any in 2023. I could be wrong, but I don't think we did.
2023.
Top 100, you know, those type of dudes.
No.
I mean, Curtis Givens was 23. No, he was 24, sorry.
Curtis is 24. No, it wasn't under 23. But in 22, we kept him too, though.
Who was the guy?
Chandler Jackson was top 100.
Yeah, so he's the last one. So he's the last one.
Yep.
He's the last one who finished.
And matter of fact, Omar Knox was ranked on some site.
He was.
Oh, yes, man. Yep. He was, but
he was not. You know, the final, he was not top 100.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, with all
but
the
at
respect,
one point, he had a big tournament with us.
Well,
he was like crazy. We couldn't believe it. 65, 35. It was something crazy they had put him at one point. Yeah.
So okay, that everybody knows that.
Yes, sir.
What do you make of? Is this a trend that's going to stay? Are there multiple pieces to it? What's your assessment of the situation of high school basketball talent in Memphis?
I appreciate this subject because I do from middle school, high school, college, NBA. I take the youth serious, So I do appreciate the subject. I'm doing good today. Y'all passionate about it. Y'all didn't even ask me how I was doing.
Well, we had to get right into it. Yeah, I mean, right, you look good, so I assume you work good.
Yeah, yeah.
No time to waste.
And now, John, you're saying a few different things here, so I'm trying to answer it. One thing I know about you, because you're very smart, and at 92.9, you do a good thing, but I know when you put your Daily and Miffin hat on, y'all change the rules in the middle of articles.
Mm.
Y'all
push
the bar back a little bit. So,
no question.
Because you didn't say a few things that you have asked me, because he said, like the Daily Miffin deal, they said, we're going to take Houston out of it. Like,
how do you do that?
You're just putting rules in.
That's
now,
when he has the DM hat on. You're right.
Like, I'm like, can we do that? Like, these guys still.
Okay, fine. We'll keep Houston in there, even though it was a one-off.
Okay. So, I think a bigger problem, John, is, one, our talent has to get better. There's no knock. I know I'm going to run into plenty of parents today at the gym. Fall leagues coming up. I love them all. The truth of the matter is, and I'm responsible for it, and other leaders in this city, we have to get better, okay? We have to get better nationally, okay? The only way we can get better nationally, though, is we got to keep it stronger locally. So, because this is not a – it's a problem everywhere, but it's not. Because, like, Atlanta lose a few guys to the prep schools, but their high school lead is so strong right now that they still are good, okay? One of the best cities ever for basketball outside of Memphis used to be Chicago. Mm-hmm. Chicago is not good locally right now. Mm. So you got the Atlantas, the North Carolinas. Okay, I'm going to get into a deeper problem where y'all might say, Herod is going too far. He's going political politics with this. The reason Memphis have, I can't say Chicago, but Memphis and certain guys, cities like that, when you see Atlanta, you see Charlotte, you see Texas, you see Florida, what is happening is those are not all homegrown kids. Those cities have better economics and stuff, and more people are moving in. People don't move to Memphis outside of FedEx and a couple other jobs. Like, you go to Nashville right now, I go get it's people from California, Texas. You don't run into that here in Memphis. Atlanta is Atlanta. A lot of people in Atlanta is not homegrown. So right now, you don't want to bring economics and violence and all into this, but you don't have guys 4 and 5 stars moving into the city. And I say this to say this. Think about this, John and Jason. Y'all didn't think about this. Curtis went to Mount Vernon, right?
Yes, too.
We're used to kids going to Oak Hill, Mount Vernon. Mm-hmm. But we're Billy keeping all them going. These are regular schools in other cities.
Right.
Billy went to a...
Columbus is not, though, right?
It's a regular school. No.
It's a private school.
I thought that until yesterday. Columbus is a private school.
It says 7A in Florida.
Christian Brothers is a private school. Columbus is... And so we don't want to get into rules and stuff right now either, because the state of Florida might be listening. But Columbus, because we don't want to know how people are living out it. Columbus is a regular. They compete for the state championship.
I saw 7A.
It's not like an IMG or Mount Vernon.
No, it's not.
Right.
The school Billy went to, that is a regular.
That's a public school,
public
right?
Public school, yeah. So now we get into different issues. These are places that have resources, and they also good places to live. People move to Miami. People move to, so I think it's bigger. So I can see if it was just a prep school thing. People are going to other, and when I say regular school, whether it's public, private, or whether it's not set up as a prep institution with dorm rooms, with fees, however you're doing it, and right. I don't want to get into that, like Notre Dame in California, it's a regular school. It's not a prep school. You know, and so it ain't like they left to play in the, you know, for, the EYCS Elastics that used to be the NIBC. So I just think right now, and I think it's going to start with Brell and DJ Rod and them, because that's how I'm looking at it from my program. We got a lot of good middle school kids. We got a good elementary kids. We have to keep that ninth grade and under group together. And we still got some in the 10th grade, too, like Dylan and Barlett and guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
But 11th and 12th grade is pretty much a wash. Either the talent ain't there or the better players have picked what they want to do. But 9th and 10th grade down, we have a chance of bringing it back. One more issue I want to say, too, that I don't know, because I know with food and stuff, things change. When I came out of high school, and I came out of the Walker Holmes community, and my community alone, if Mitchell played Hamilton, you have 8-9, these two hood schools, 8-9 D1s on the court, you have 6-7 guys that were over 6-7. You had 25 of them in the city. I would have loved to be coaching back then. We don't have a lot of tall people.
Yeah,
so I don't know
I'm glad you went there, because that's what I was thinking as you were talking, is we don't produce bigs, you know.
See, and then they weren't, Sean and Thad weren't real bigs, but at least they were tall.
They were
like,
tall swing men, tall wings.
You might go to a game right now, and the tallest player on the court is 6'3", 6'4". It might be 2, 3, 6, 7s in the whole cities. I'm counting municipal schools. I'm counting public. I'm counting. So I think that's a bit of an issue, too, even outside of the talent, because if you're tall enough, people will work with enough.
Exactly.
And you'll get some opportunity.
No, we produce a lot of 6 foot
guards. And you'll get something done.
6-something guards here lately.
6-something forwards, okay?
6-something forwards.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're tough, and we do have some good things to us, but we're definitely, and like I say, DJ and Brad in them class, you know, DJ and some of them guys are looking tall. Some of our middle school kids.
Is he 6'4", 6'5"?
Already, just, yeah, just ninth grade.
Just ninth
you know,
grade,
and
yeah.
So
he's going to grow.
I think things were shooting the right trajectory, but right now, you know, I'm not running for mayor or nothing, but if y'all open up better jobs here and more people come here, that creates more, you know, more people moving here and more kids and giving us a better opportunity.
What's, because it wasn't just you and your Mitchell days and those Thaddeus teams, but in terms of like, you know, like John's talking about, some of those old matchups, I remember that Chris Jones and Joe Jackson 2010 year was one of those years, but in terms of the ones you've attended going back, like most intense rivalry that you can remember, whether it was as a student or as a coach going to see?
It's so much in Memphis. Back before the schools got a little dried up and, you know, closed. And so from the neighborhood I'm from, Carver and BTW was crazy.
Every time.
Whitehaven and Fairleigh used to be crazy, yep. But like Fairleigh a Green Dot school. The years between 04 and 06, Hamilton and Mitchell was crazy.
Yep.
You remember the score was 101-100. That was used to be the scores.
So much firepower.
And then, you know, White Station and East. East and Melrose. East
White
and Hamilton.
White Station, Melrose. White Station, Ridgeway.
It was just, it was dynamic. I mean, Craig Money, Raleigh Egypt. That was another one on the north side of town. It used to be, and then I remember Coach Tippy, one thing he did, and this one we, because, you know, we back in the days, when you're from the neighborhood, we would think anything past East Memphis on out, we could beat them. Oh, they get soft. Coach Tippy was one of the few people who brought White Station, did a home-and-home with Horton against BTW, with Dre Allen in them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so it was awesome. And White Station either split or something, and that gained more respect for us. You know, they had J.P. Princes and all, and we like, oh, yeah, these boys can play too. So, yeah, it had been some times in Memphis basketball. It's great, so we got to find a way to bring it back because it is so great. But, you know, one thing I think we have to realize, too, like I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she know way more stuff than I did. I try to hide everything from her, but somehow I don't play no rap around her. I don't play no cussing.
Good for
but
you.
But she still knows this stuff. So it's the internet these days.
Oh,
I think the internet is even messing up, like a kid thinking he's too great early. You know, a kid feeling like they might not have to work. You already got a mixtape at 6 years old.
Yeah, expecting how coachable they are when they get to herd, they already think they're the ish, and so you can't coach them and get them any better because they think they know everything already because they got their mom and dad put together a tape for them.
And then when we say workouts, I want to say this too. I remember, like, you know, Cowboy with Joe Chris Crawford and them, JJ and them, workouts started getting more crazier, I feel like, after 2010. You might have had a daddy here, but when you go back to, you know, the Thaddeus, the Shones, it ain't even just about work. They worked out, but we didn't have, like, trainers like we do now. We got, like, 20 trainers, and we were still good. Thaddeus Young, you know, and daddy helped him a little bit. But we was just at Mitchell Community Center hooping out. He didn't like the kids now. Got a massage and got a strength coach and got a regular coach and shoot 360 and reform open and coach Frank gym open. We didn't have that.
Do you, and this is a set, I hadn't planned on asking you this, but it got me thinking back to your Mitchell days. Do you ever find yourself, you know, whether it was something you heard from Coach Jerry Johnson, who's also been in Kingsbury, but coaching any of him in you in terms of the way you coach?
Well.
And Jerry was a great man. I had a great relationship with him, the former Mitchell head coach, no longer with us now. God rest his soul.
Well, Coach Jerry Johnson was a very great man.
Won a state title Kingsbury, right?
He won the Kingsbury.
Before he got over
three
to
times
yep.
with Brian Kenzie and them. He coached Clyde Wade and them, which is his nephew. You can't imitate Coach Johnson if you want to, though. That's one of the most.
How so? What do you mean?
You know,
Coach. Because tell Brad and
oh,
John
Coach later. Johnson is like so. I'm gonna say this: he wouldn't be able to coach today. You got the internet, you got rules, but Coach Johnson is really fiery. He's very intelligent. He got his doctorate degree, but he's also know how to say words you probably can't say a lot with profanity. But he was a man's man. He looked out for you. But he was, I'm talking about our stuff, was like major pain or something. Like, practice was practice. So it's no, I'm a hard coach, but the kids, nothing, some like kids can't even handle me. So Coach Johnson.
Was he history? What did he teach at Mitchell?
He said economics and history.
That's what I thought.
And was great at it.
Oh, man, he's a great dude, man. Great man. Raised a bunch of studs over there, or helped did, in terms of what came out of there. Because I see my man Thornton. Was he up in Chicago now?
Yep, he got his. He was always smart. He got his master's and doctorate. He doing some great things up there in Chicago and Illinois area. So, yep, he doing pretty good.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, I mean, again, maybe it's because I'm older now. Sometimes there are things that might actually be the same, mm-hmm. but feel different because you're older and you look at it differently. Maybe that is, you know, high school hoops for me, right? Because I just remember the White Station Ridgeway games, like, being absolutely, like, backed against the wall. You could not find a seat, you know? I mean, it's not like that anymore.
That's another thing that changed. Like, you might go to a game and actually can get there. You know, in our days, you had to get there early. You can actually get there before tip-off and still get a good parking spot and a good seat. And you know what? The kids and parents in it now, if they're listening, they could take offense. It's no offense. We're just trying to tell you that it's great and wonderful. But they would think we're hating right now. No, we're... It's like pulling up a history book. We're just telling you
100%
what happened. You know what I'm saying? That's it. They said it was a time in Memphis where certain communities got along more. Okay, you're just telling me the history of it. Like, we're just telling the history, but, you know, I have to deal with the parent. My baby just is. We're not saying your baby is not as good as that is young or Tony Harris. Well, I'm saying it inside my head, but what we're saying is it was just so much more. High school ball meant something. Like, you would get off work on Friday night, and you would be like, who can I go see?
Yeah.
Even back when I was coaching at Raleigh E.J. Middle, it was my first job. It was like 2010. So the kids there hadn't really never been nowhere outside the neighborhood. So I took them around to go see Chris Crawford at Sheffield, go see Joe Jackson at White Station, go see Chris Jones at I was taking them to different places.
Yep.
And like, hey, Tariq Black was at Ridgeway. Mm-hmm. I was like, these some of the hot things. You used to have to pick which game you want to go to. And I think our younger classes go bring it back, and that's all we can hope for.
I'll never forget being in that Mitchell locker room, and the great Jerry Johnson introduced me to Coach Paul Hewitt from Georgia Tech, who had come to see Thaddeus. And I don't think it was his first time. He acted like he had been there before. And as a preps writer, and John loves to talk about my preps days, I was so excited to meet Paul.
You were starstruck.
And yes, a little bit I was. We were in the locker room again, and you're seeing, you know, sweaty high school players. You see Jerry, but in walks the Georgia Tech coach, and, you know, what's going on and how much he wanted that. And after he introduced me, and Jerry was so nice to do that, I thought, to introduce him to the CA writer. And Jerry always spoke highly of me. And so I shook Paul's hand, and I'm thinking, okay, now he's going to ask me about Thad, you know, what kind of play. Man, Paul didn't ask me a word. He kept on walking right past me, went over there to go that listen to right. Jerry's post-game talk, man. I didn't get the time of day. So the next time you run into Paul, you tell him how he big-timed the Memphis press writer.
He big-timed you.
Left him hurting forever.
He worked with the Clippers. Now, he's a good friend of mine. He's been with the Clippers
for a few
years.
Remember, he's with USA Basketball for a while.
And I want to take up for him. When you're going in the silly deal on a kid,
he was focused.
You already know who's the playmakers in it, so you don't really waste time with anybody but who the playmakers.
He let me know that. He really truly let me know that.
That's the other thing, though, that like a byproduct of like all these kids leaving is like, you know, you used to have, you know, Paul Hewitt, Billy D, all these college coaches used to be in Memphis all the time.
Bruce Pearl used to be up in these games.
These folks do not come to Memphis anymore.
Roy Williams was, I'm telling you, this is a crazy thing I saw at Mitchell. So back then, ESPN and stuff was just coming out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kids, we from the neighborhood, we think we'll never see this. Man, when I say Bruce Pearl, Roy Williams, they, you know, Mitchell was all African-American. You would just see these people because they shine out, right?
Yeah.
And they would be packed house. Coming down to Walker Homes. I mean, Thad had them all coming. Duke assistants. Mm-hmm. You name
everybody
them,
in the country was here.
They were coming.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when they left there, they went right around the corner to Hamilton.
Exactly.
Because Sean. And then they was all going to see Pierre Niles.
Yeah.
They were shooting the rig. Because I remember Henning, they changed the rule. And see, that's why Tennessee got to stop this. At one point, when you know when the college coaches can come out in September, Coach Henning and Coach Johnson got together. Reed's whole team came to Mitchell, and we practiced together, and they helped all the college coaches. They was in there 30, 40 deep instead of now. But then it's a rule. You can't do this. So now they have to come in town, dry here. And some. And I know that's a different subject, but some of our rules got to be to help the athletes. Because right now we need that more than ever to let multiple schools get together because they barely coming. And then – they definitely not finna waste time, you know what I mean? And so I don't know why TSWA or whoever made the rule thought that that could hurt something. I'm not sure, but those was the good days. Ridgeway would come over. And you didn't just have Pierre. You had, you know, Weston Chandler. You had a lot of D1 guys. Now, you had, what's the high jump? Ernest Fields.
Yeah, Ernest Fields.
You had all those. Mike Wright. Yeah. Then you had us, Big Achille. Brandon Powell. So you put 8-9 kids, and then they get to see other people too. It was amazing for the city.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Yeah, and look, I mean, it's probably never going to get back to that, you know, just in terms of just how every single year, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you're talking about, bro, really and truly, you could probably go from like 0-3 to 16 with very little drop-off in there. Year after year after year after year after year. I mean, we had a damn amazing run of Division I high-level NBA-type guys, and it ain't that no more. It is not. Now, I mean, again, it's probably not supposed to be that good, but, you know, I'm wistful. I'm wistful of those days.
You ready for a world without a Brandon Ayuk, Mr. 49ers fan?
I want them, but, of course, we still got a very talented roster. So I think we can still do good things.
You can't pay everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, have you not? I've discussed the on-off splits. You know, on-off, how much the offense suffers. You seem to not give that much credibility.
No, I think he's our best deep threat. I think that he opened us it up. But when you start getting with money, you can't get rid of Debo. We can't get rid of McCaffrey. We can't get rid of Purdy. We can't get rid of what's our tight end name that I love?
Kittle.
Like, so it's like we.
When you say you can't get rid of Purdy. You really mean that? You think he's special?
I'm going to say
he's going to get paid. I'm not trying to say that didn't happen, but do you think Purdy is special?
Well, you asked me two questions. Let's say he's not special. Like, the quarterback could be sorrier than a receiver. You can throw another one them in, but like with
y'all
your quarterback,
have shown that.
You got to give him the confidence. It's like, even if you know, you got to treat your quarterback like your wife on a bad day. Yes, you still look good. You haven't gained any pounds. Like, you got to keep
Caleb.
His confidence, you know what I'm saying? So I think he do enough to get the job done. And when me and Jeffrey did our top 10 list, after, like, the top 7, it really is from 8 to 15 can Mitchell. And I think he's in that top 12 category.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, I would agree
with
that.
Yeah, he's in that top 10 or 12 category.
Y'all were in there breaking down top 10 quarterbacks. Man, there's nothing you can't do.
You know, Jeffrey's easy to work with. He does a good job, too.
I like to think we're pretty easy to work with, too, except for that guy.
I think I'm the person here that's
comes in here harassing.
I'm willing to go where others are not. Okay. I mean, that's what I'm doing here. I mean, I'm willing to ask the very difficult questions, you know, because you're the one that's got to go talk to these parents today. You got to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you said we got to do a better job, too, as parents and coaches and all that.
Yeah, I was just saying.
How do you bottom line in terms of what do we do to make the situation better?
I mean, we just get in the gym. I got to find a way to not sound so old school, but I actually think, like, I saw some 5th and 6th graders, whatever age they were, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, they went to a camp over the weekend.
Okay.
And I guess they didn't make the elite game or something, and I saw multiple parents on social media blasting it, and to me, I'm like, at that age, we're making the wrong thing important.
We're focused on the wrong thing.
You get what I'm saying? Let's just. I know it's about the internet now, but right now, I feel like it's just. To me, until you get about 15 years old, maybe 16, let's just keep focused. And even then, let's just keep focused on getting better. Let's not get caught up in the accolades as early and the trophies.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, a 6th grade trophy is a 6th grade trophy. Like, I'm saying this humbly. I have won so many trophies with Team Thad. I had to put some in my mama's house. And guess what? They're collecting dust right now at the end of the day. You know, we're happy for it. But at the end of the day, the memories that last with me forever, my biggest day is signing day.
My right.
Kids signing scholarship. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't even go to tournaments really no more. That's why you'll never see me too much getting into it with coaches. It's not that serious. Do you want the trophy? Like, because I'm not in here for that. I'm in here to get the kids better and get them a free scholarship. They're my only two goals.
But we're in a society now that's handing out trophies and participation trophies, and if you don't have the trophy, then somebody's doing you wrong, to your point, and it goes against.
And it goes. So I think that's the first thing we need to do.
We need to straighten
it. Get our eye on the prize.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you ever can do that because social media, it was prevented for good things, and there's a lot of good things to go on with it. But social media has killed a lot of other stuff in the world, from sports, relationships, just a lot of stuff, more bullying. It's just so people have used it in a way that it can be wrong if you don't responsibly use it. You know, if I was the president or something, I don't know if you could stop this. They do it. You know, you got certain countries, think China, strict somewhere else, that they have taken certain these apps away. I would actually, like, say every other day, maybe half a week. I don't think I would give 24/7. Or maybe you got to be 16 before you get, or 21 or 18. But just for a kid already that's stuck into this stuff, I think
you
it
would
could
shut
be a
it
little
down.
Too much.
Shut down TikTok.
Until you get to a certain age. Because, you know, your brain is still forming at the early age.
Yep. There's a lot of potential, I mean, issues with, I mean, beyond even just the attention span piece of it. I mean, obviously, you know, China and sort of their attempts at influence, you know, which is just all the more reason. I mean, that was one of the things I think Donald Trump might have had right. Banning TikTok. He wanted to ban this thing in 2020.
He did?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff he wanted to do. I said he was going to do.
No,
so
it was.
We just keep on, you know.
I think that was, I'm going to call that one out. I'm going to single that one out. You know, maybe that was a good one, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times the MAGA in him will come out on the show.
Yeah.
Don't let it make you uncomfortable.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. Brad this in the hallway or whatever. When it comes to politics or religion, I stay away from that because I didn't see people
absolutely.
Who love each other get into it.
Oh,
you voted for so and so. You go to this church, so
yeah.
I keep that away from it. I think all candidates are good. Like with all of us, there's some good and bad things they could do. And I have my political party who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's just, you know, kind of that or whatever.
Yeah.
Kamala wins.
I ain't saying. I just want the best person to win. Male, female, white, black, purple. I just want the best person to represent the country in a prestige way and give America something to go for.
Thank you.
You are the best.
There you have it. He is Norton Hurd IV. Next week, we will get into his choice and why he's making it. Is that good? Just sort of.
I'm gonna kind of come here to talk about sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.